It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Hey, what was the strangest thing that happened to you yesterday? And while you're thinking about that, I'll go first.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm not sure I have anything. It was Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. Just a typical Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
I took my daughter to like a cross-country practice, right? There at Tom Sawyer. And so while she is practicing, I just go for a little jog myself. So I'm running around, right? And I see an older gentleman. He's probably like a grandpa age, maybe in his late 60s, 70s, maybe even older than that, probably mid 70s. And he's walking an animal, right? And all these people are like pointing and whatever. And so as I'm jogging, as I'm getting closer, I realize that he is walking a house cat.
Oh, like on a leash?
Yeah.
Oh, that is unusual.
An orange tabby house cat.
That is not
he's
something you see
just
every day.
Walking, yeah. And so I, as I'm jogging by, I'm just like looking at this cat, and I'm like, okay. I mean, the cat doesn't seem to be freaked out by this.
The cat's just like, this is normal. I don't understand what you're looking at.
Right, right, exactly. The cat is like, yeah, I mean, this is.
Dad's taking me for a walk. It's our daily walk.
I'm an outdoor cat. So what? Haven't you seen an outdoor cat before?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, obviously, there are a bunch of, you know, kids who are running around the park, and they're like, oh, my gosh,
right.
You know, there's a cat.
They have no chill. They're not going to sit there and be discreet about the fact that they are looking and think it's unusual.
Right. And then I jog back by again because, you know, it's kind of a loop, right? And so I jog back by again. And it is a cat and another person who's allowing their, I don't know, it's a black, maybe French bulldog puppy that's maybe 3 pounds. I mean, it's maybe about
so
the size
cute.
Of a sandwich, a big sandwich.
Adorable.
Who is sniffing the cat, and they're just like unlikely of friends. The cat is probably 3 times as big as the dog.
Sure.
And they're just having a moment. And I'm like, what
alternate universe did I just step into?
What is happening here? You know, and we've been to Tom Sawyer plenty of times. This is the first time I've ever seen this occur. But
and now you kind of want to go back every day and just see if you can see him again, right?
Well,
like, do they come there every day?
What's funny is we got at the persuasion of my daughter, we got a harness for a cat, like a leash harness for a cat, because we're at feeder supply. You know, she's wanting, we're getting some dog food, whatever. She sees them there and she's like, you know what? That's what we need. We need this for our cats. We need one of these. And it would be so great. Now, I've got 2 outdoor cats and then 2 that are kind of just inside, you know.
From what I've heard of your cats, they don't seem like the type that want to be harnessed.
So my fat orange son, Fred, he's an indoor cat.
Sure.
He's been outside. He's like, wow, what is this room that I've never allowed to go into? But he always winds up in the sewer. So if we let him out of our sight.
What a knack.
I know. If he goes outside, we realize if we don't pay attention to exactly where he is.
Fred's going to be in the sewer again.
We're going to blink twice and he's going to be in the sewer. So
does he like to come out of the sewer when you ask him to?
No.
Or is it an operation?
It's an
extract.
It's always an operation.
Not,
so
not good.
We got the harness with the idea that, okay, maybe we can now walk Fred. And I said to my daughter, I said,
like
Zoe,
Dougal.
I said, Zoe, I'm not really, we'll get this. We're not, I don't have very high hopes of it actually working.
Consider it an experiment.
Yeah, exactly. So she, you know.
Did you ask the return policy? What's the return policy on this? Just in case he doesn't go for it.
Well, we still have it.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, he didn't go for it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And, you know, my daughter got him all harnessed up and everything.
Yeah.
And took him outside, set him on the ground. He didn't move.
Yeah.
He just
act like a statue. Like,
yes.
I am restricted.
He's,
I cannot move.
Yes,
I'm like
exactly.
a statue. Yeah,
exactly.
What they do.
It's itchy. I don't know
take
what
it off,
to do.
Take it off, take it off, take it off.
I feel restricted. This is not happening. So, Yeah, so this was a completely 180 degree experience from my experience walking a cat with what this older gentleman was doing yesterday at Tom Sawyer.
You almost want to say, what's the voodoo that you did?
How
that
did you
makes the cat okay with this?
What did you talk to your cat about before you put him in a harness? Yes. Or did one day you just decide, you know what, let's get you in a harness and get you outside?
And you just drug him around until he finally said, fine.
Because cats will not walk if they don't want to.
Exactly. Well, dogs, to be honest. Like there was one particular harness I tried to put Poppy in, and she was like, nope. Was stiff as a board. Like, I can't move in this.
Yeah. And
I don't know what
you would have to literally just drag them.
Yes.
And hope that they would start to walk.
Yep.
And then they a lot of times will be more stubborn than you.
Oh, yeah. Like, they will outlast you. If you sit there trying to have a staring contest, like, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait until you figure it out.
Yeah.
And nope, you're going to lose.
Yeah. So that was the strangest thing I saw yesterday.
Well, that's fun.
It was a gentleman walking a cat, and then.
The cat had dog-like qualities in that way.
A cat and then a little baby French bulldog that might have been 3 pounds.
Oh, that's
soaking
precious.
Wet, walking. And it looked like a little toy, like one of those little wind-up toy things.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly the way you know, both of ours looked.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the little pug puppies. There's kind of nothing cuter.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so be on the lookout for cats being walked on leashes.
Kelly K.
Okay, this is one of the sweetest stories that you are going to hear. I'm telling you, get your tissues. Maybe put down the mascara for this one.
Okay, I'll remember to put down my mascara.
I always say that just for you, Sparky.
Thank you.
Just so you know. So in 2008, Chris Armstrong was 23 years old, had been married to her high school sweetheart for just 2 years. She got a call that no one ever wants to get. Her husband, Brandon, was in a car accident. He was in a coma for 2 months. He had suffered a traumatic brain injury, wasn't the same Brandon when he woke up. He was going to need constant care. So she kind of turned to God for guidance and had to make the most difficult decision to start the process of becoming his legal guardian. But that meant she had to divorce him. So she took him to all of his appointments, advocated for him, managed his health care, did all the things. At one of the final hearings to be his guardian, a judge asked her, what if she has a family one day? And Chris told her that nothing would change. And it hasn't, despite meeting James Armstrong in 2014.
Former husband that I take care of, and he's a part of my life, and I realize that's a lot.
I know a lot of people would probably find it like kind of turn off to hear that a woman is still taking care of her ex-husband, but it didn't bother me at all. And in fact, it intrigued me more because I knew that Chris had a good heart. We love him unconditionally.
The couple's children delight in the time spent with their uncle, Brandon.
But yeah, they adore Brandon, right? Like, they fight over who gets to get him a drink, who gets to feed him, who gets to help him out. There's a lot of love.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Yeah.
They've been sharing their story on TikTok, and Chris says that Brandon's world got very small after his brain injury, but it's sort of gotten bigger again.
There you go.
And it's incredible, their arrangement, and sounds like her husband is a very special guy for saying, yep, all right, I understand that's a package deal and I'm on board. And he has grown to love Brandon just as much. They are amazing. You can see their entire story at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I was driving my daughter and a friend yesterday, and they were talking about their lists. Their Christmas lists and how they are ordered and how they have different categories of their list from cost to department where they like this is clothing, this is makeup,
oh great,
this is, you know, cosmetic, this is exercise.
Also, like, first priority. That's probably the most important part.
Yeah, I do.
Other than price point is priority.
I think that, yes, they do. Well, I don't know exactly how to answer that, but I do know that there – and then I saw several TikToks of kids presenting their lists.
Yes.
In PowerPoint.
Yes.
To their parents.
Yes.
This year, I put together this entire presentation to tell you guys what I want specifically. Here are some things that you guys should keep in mind when deciding what kind of gifting you guys can provide for me this year.
Okay, so obviously, this is my Christmas list. I want Nike Dunks from Hibbett. That's $70. That's $120.
Yeah. Oh, so okay. like PowerPoint listen, presentations.
Want to go budget. Go yeah. Here. Yes. My daughter did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Google slide presentation.
Very nice.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
She has little captions on every slide, like, you know, new Nike sled.
Right.
You know,
right.
This kind of stuff. And she put music to it and animation.
Ah, that's very, very creative.
Very impressive.
Yes.
Hard to say no to any of that.
Well, that's the idea.
Uh-huh. She put in a lot of work, like...
And
this is like school project level amount of work she put into this.
And then afterwards, I got my wife and I got a kind of a 911 text.
Oh.
That was like, hey, one of the items on my list.
Oh.
There's a sale.
Okay.
There's a sale.
That would be the time to pass.
There's a sale
save
happening.
Some money.
It's like, oh, great. Thank you. So the $300 item you want is now down to $250.
Makes it a little bit more.
Fantastic.
Makes it easier to chew off.
Yeah, right.
So I'm just trying to help you guys out.
Okay, kid. Yeah. Thank you.
You know what? It's really nice of them to do that for
right?
you.
Right?
Do you that solid.
99.7 DJX.
Sometimes you don't want anyone to see you in the state you're in, but oh my gosh, someone does. Or you want to just assure the guy you're following that you're not nuts.
Well, you do a little typey-typey in your mom's basement. You send it out to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is titled, To the Girl Throwing Up from Her Uber.
Oh no. Oh, already you are not in a good place. Oh, bless her heart.
Man for woman. You were the extremely attractive brunette discharging a Thanksgiving's Day feast worth of vittles and booze onto the pavement while I cheered you on from the car behind yours.
Discharging, that's a good word to use, discharging.
You played your part perfectly.
Uh-huh.
Encumbering the city with freshly minted aromas of regurgitated cranberry sauce and vodka. I played mine with equal grace, impregnating the vacant morning air with the clamorous hootings of a drunkard.
Hootings of a drunkard.
Woo! Woo!
That's great.
It was a moment we shared that we will always have.
Oh, great.
They can never take that away from us. Once you pop a few ibuprofen, rinse your mouth with some mouthwash, and sleep it off, let's get together.
Oh, wow. Through all that, he's like, you're still hot. I can see that.
I could cheer you on doing other things, too.
Oh, that's great.
Like taking a shower.
Oh.
Going grocery shopping.
Okay.
Or even while you're cleaning your apartment.
Oh, great.
We made quite the duo, and I don't want that to end.
Well, it's flattering, I guess, right? That he saw her in one of her worst moments.
I was going to say, lowest moment, and that dude
saw her beauty.
Is impregnating the vacant morning air with clamorous hootings of a drunkard.
That is Shakespearean.
That is. It is.
Craigslist Missed Connections. This is a woman for man reaching out to the guy who probably thought I was a stalker. On Saturday night, technically Sunday morning, about 2:30 a.m., I followed you down the street from the bar. Judging by the number of times you turned around, you probably thought I was stalking you.
No.
I promise I'm not some creeper, but I will admit I was using you.
Oh.
You see, periodically I make the poor decision to walk home from the bars alone.
Oh.
However, I have a two-part safety system that has so far worked out quite well. You were unwittingly part of my plan.
Okay.
Part one, I kind of grew up with someone or some people, and I settled for you last night.
Oh.
To stay far enough back so that you can't easily get me, but close enough so that if stuff goes down, you can hear me struggle or scream and hopefully come help.
All right, that's not bad.
Part two, the raptor claw.
Okay.
You played no role in this part of the strategy, but I thought I'd share so you could fully appreciate what you were unknowingly involved in last night. I make a fist and put my house key in between my fingers.
Oh.
Like a stealthy raptor.
Oh.
I plan to use it on a would-be attacker with my killer claw.
Okay.
Secretly, I always take a couple of practice raptor claw strikes. Sometimes I roar in my head, too. That kind of helps. I'd love for you to respond, but I would understand if you didn't.
Aw.
I sure as heck wouldn't if some crazy girl talked about being a dinosaur. I just thought you were cute, though, and deserved an explanation since you might have prevented an attack. A raptor attack.
Is that the sound a raptor makes?
I guess. That's the sound of things she thinks it makes.
Rare.
I mean, to be fair, we don't really know.
So whether you are throwing up on the side of your Uber and a guy catches you in that moment and thinks you're attractive, or you are using someone as your protector unwittingly.
Yeah, and they don't know it.
Then it can be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Geography can be a tough subject. And quite honestly, the first thing I thought when I saw this story was, at least she's not from Kentucky or Indiana.
Oh, that's going to be good then. That's going to be good.
It's a setting the bar story, it's on the way. Kelly K, this is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, geography can be rough. Honestly, first thing I thought when I saw this story, I'm glad she's not from Indiana or Kentucky.
Okay, because they don't look very smart.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without going through your entire life thinking Alaska is an island, you're doing okay.
Oh, bless her heart.
Okay, so look, her name is Sabrina. She went a little viral because she admitted that due to the maps that you see and Alaska depicted on the maps of the United States, kind of smaller and off to the side in its own box, she thought it was detached and an island.
Okay, so she never saw a globe.
She didn't think to really study the globe. So she has a long diatribe on TikTok. I've whittled it down to about a minute.
Okay.
But she doesn't take a breath.
Before you call me a stupid American,
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's where it starts.
That's where it starts.
All right.
Before you call me a stupid American, I just need you to hear me out, okay? I was 18 years old dating my Canadian boyfriend, and he was telling me all about where he's worked in Canada, and the topic of Alaska came up, and I was like, wait a minute. You can drive to Alaska?
How funny is that?
And I know what you're thinking. You just must be stupid. You just must not know geography. It must be a you thing. No, it's a U.S. thing. This is the map that we studied in eighth grade world geography when we went over the U.S. of A, okay? We did Canada, a complete separate unit, and obviously they need to be put side by side. We need to understand them in reference to each other. And before you're like, Sabrina, you really think that it's an island down by Hawaii? No. I know that Alaska is cold. Everybody knows that Alaska is cold.
Yeah. Everybody knows Alaska is cold. Everybody knows it's cold.
Yeah.
I just thought it was an island.
I know that it was northern, okay? I know that this section of land is northern. But did I know that it was connected by land? No. I thought Texas was bigger than Alaska.
Yeah, because when you look at it on the maps,
I get it.
They're scaled weird.
Right.
And real quick, I know everyone's going to say, did you not look at a globe? Listen, I did not think I needed to look at a globe to confirm whether or not my school curriculum was correct.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know I need to fact check my curriculum. Dang it, it's the map maker's fault.
Yeah, so
they made it look weird.
Right. So she just goes on and is like, I now know how, one, that Alaska is connected to Canada, but how big it is, and she's like, how little I actually knew about Canada.
Right, absolutely. She's like tossing out the receipts, like, look at the map.
Oh my God.
See how I could get confused?
So I want to think about, what are you embarrassed to admit you just learned? Think about that, all right?
Oh.
What are you embarrassed to admit you just learned? We'll take some of your stories and your calls.
Oh, this is
coming up next.
Fun conversation. We all might do some learning.
I think we probably will.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But courtesy of Sabrina, who thought that Alaska was an island.
Bless your heart, you never stop learning in life.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't close your brain to learning, that's for sure. So that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without going through your entire life thinking Alaska is an island, then you're doing okay. So what are you embarrassed to admit you just learned? Sabrina had embarrassingly admitted on TikTok that she just learned that Alaska was not, in fact, an island.
This is the map that we studied in eighth grade world geography when we went over the U.S. of A., okay? We did Canada, a complete separate unit, and obviously they need to be put side by side. We need to understand them in reference to each other. And sure, before you're like, Sabrina, you really think that it's an island down by Hawaii?
Well, yes. She's bringing receipts. Like, look, this is the map that I learned from. How can you blame me? It's the map maker's fault.
So what are you embarrassed to admit you just learned? Aaron texted in, the dark roast coffee beans have less caffeine. I'm from Seattle. My French press should be taken away.
Oh, bougie. See, I wouldn't know that because I'm not a coffee drinker.
No. Rachel texted in, my daughter is doing a research project on narwhals for sixth grade. Well, I thought that they were fictional or mythological animals. We now have many books on the topic.
I will admit, I think I was well into my 30s before I realized they were not.
Hi, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
I thought that was just a made-up creature, like a unicorn, because it's got a unicorn horn.
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
I don't know if this is better or worse, but something like in your own industry.
Sure.
So, radio, you know, you and I have been in radio for a long time, right? Yeah. And so there was this term, this technical term thrown around for years and years by our engineers called the STL, whatever. I just assumed it meant satellite. Never questioned all that.
Right.
And so someone asked me what it meant, and I said, satellite. I said it with confidence. But then later on, our engineer was like, no, that's studio transmitter link. And I'm like,
oh.
Oh, okay. Well, I just learned that. I just assumed. And so I don't know if it's better or worse knowing that, this is literally our industry. This is our stuff.
Well, but to be honest, though, there's a lot of technical little abbreviations that I don't know if I've ever really figured out all of them either.
Brady messaged, well, it wasn't until my mid-40s when it clicked. Chickens don't need to be railed by roosters to lay eggs. They can just lay them without the help of any man chicken. And by the way, that's how I'll be referring to roosters from this point forward, man chickens.
Man chickens. Well, what are they for then if they're not necessary?
That's great.
That's so great.
It's funny because my wife just reminded me, we were literally on the couch the other day while we were watching football, right? Or I was watching football. She was just hanging out. And she was just like, reminded me, I just realized that there are reasons the football players do what they do. To be honest, I never really thought about it or cared. Like, they have plays for every time the ball moves. She just assumed that the ball moved and they all just kind of scattered like
they
chickens.
They just made it up as they went along.
Yeah, right. And I kind of explained to her, the receivers know exactly what sort of route they're going to run, and the quarterback knows where the receiver is supposed to be, and so he's going to fit. So
they
have
a plan.
It was more of a realization, but
that's precious.
That was great.
Sportsy sports.
Damon messaged, not that recent, but I was definitely an adult when I learned several didn't mean seven. That's funny.
I mean, I can get it. It's like almost the same word.
I like this text from a listener. Not recently, but as a kid, I was amazed at how a piece of paper went through a telephone wire when you sent a fax.
Oh, yeah. How does that happen?
I know. I was kind of in that same boat, too. Like, what the heck?
That is magical technology.
Right? What the heck?
Yeah.
These are the embarrassing things you're embarrassed to admit you just learned, right?
Amber, TP stood for toilet paper. I thought to TP someone's house, you just put toilet paper over it to look like a TP.
Oh my god, that's funny. Pam said that those funny X-rays of odd objects inside of someone is not as a result of someone swallowing it whole.
Oh, yeah. No, there's other ways it can get there. Other ways.
Okay. I just realized what that was. That's funny. That is funny. All right.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Terry with an I. Sodas were called soft drinks because they had no alcohol. LOL.
Oh, as opposed to hard lemonade?
Yes.
Ow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, see, again, these are things like Why would we know this?
Yes, I don't think I knew that either.
Why would we know this?
I never questioned why do we call them soft drinks.
Yeah. these are the things you're embarrassed to admit you just learned. Bob, for the longest time, I always heard of sports teams drafting people. And I am tall, so as a kid, I was constantly afraid I was going to get drafted for the state basketball team just out of the blue. I thought it worked like a military draft. They'd be called, Bob! Bob, we need
all right,
you!
It's your turn.
It's your turn.
Let's
you're on.
Let's go. Put the jersey on. Let's make some magic on the court. That's great.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, these
Jan.
Are great.
Jan,
these are great.
Corned beef wasn't made by cattle that were strictly fed corn. My mom couldn't stop laughing.
Hang on. Well, what is it then?
I don't know.
What does corned beef mean?
I don't know. It's, I've never. Do I have to look it up?
Yes. Oh. It's delicious.
What
and when you add sauerkraut and some Russian
beef.
Dressing and rye bread, it's fantastic.
It's made with beef brisket, a cut of meat that's naturally tough. So it needs to be braised.
Oh, it's braised. Probably corn.
Okay. Yeah,
to be corned is all like right. to be braised. All right.
All right.
Kim is agreeing with our other texter, Rachel, and says that narwhals are real.
Listen, it's the horn that threw me off. It's the unicorn horn.
It's the unicorn horn
I was like,
right.
That can't be real.
Yeah,
that
she says,
can't be real.
I thought they were cute mythological creatures
yes.
until I saw a brooch a friend had and asked if it was part of the company's mythological line.
They make adorable, like, animated characters and plushy toys.
Yeah,
but
she,
you know what? I think they were featured on the Octonauts. I think that might have been how I learned.
That they were real?
Yes.
The Octonauts.
Because they do creature reports. That's how I learned so many
say,
things.
Don't hate on the Octonauts because there is a lot of knowledge.
I did a lot of learning with
that
the Octonauts
with
when my kids were little.
Show.
Absolutely. 100%.
Another,
the Nazi cucumber. Didn't know that existed until the Octonauts.
Another text. Things you're embarrassed to admit you just learned. My husband was about 17 and asked his mom if you could eat raw carrots.
Is this safe, mom?
Is this safe? Do I have to boil them first?
Am I going to get sick if
all
I
right.
eat this?
This is good.
No, ranch. Ranch and you're good.
All right. Good stuff. thank you for all the texts and all the comments.
Oh.
Things. Hey, this is a learning segment
yes.
here on the show,
and
right?
And honestly, one of the most magical things that I took away from this is the fact that narwhals are real. And they're just as magical.
That's right. And Alaska
yeah.
is not an island.
Right.
Alaska is not an island.
Good to know.
Yep, for sure. Do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. And Kelly K.
This story is so beautiful in so many ways. It started at a hardware store where Hannah Hutsley was shopping in her wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And she hears a little boy whisper, "Hi, do you know how to do wheelies?"
Uh-huh.
He was also in a wheelchair, and that magical moment sparked an adorable new friendship.
This was the first time I'd ever seen a kid in a wheelchair in person. Like, whispers again to me, he's like, "Do you know how to do wheelies?" And I was like, "Oh, heck yeah, I know how to do some wheelies. Want to see me do some?" And he was like, "Mm-hmm." So I started doing wheelies, and then he just, like, lit up like a beam. He just got all excited, and he was getting this big old smile and laughter and everything. And I was like, "Oh, my gosh, how precious is he?" Such a beautiful moment. Since then, we've actually gone out to get ice cream a couple times, and we'll race, and we'll play choo-choo trains, and we'll do wheelies again. And he's helping us at dinner. He wants to set the table. He wants to, like, go out and do all these things. And he just saw you and he wants to be like you. You can have this really awful, terrible thing happen to you. But then you see it in the eyes of a kid and they don't see it that way.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Hannah was injured when she was 19. So she knew what it was like to be able-bodied. And her attitude has just been one of gratitude because of the new perspective to appreciate life and her loved ones more.
Mm-hmm.
She understands now that life is a gift, and she says she wouldn't change a thing because she didn't have that gratitude before. And their relationship is so cute because now little boys are a little bestie, and he sees her just being, you know, right. independent and doing all the things. And he's like, "I can do that too." You can see their story. It is so great at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Karen needs us. She says, "I've been married to a wonderful man for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He has two teenage daughters, 17 and 15. In the beginning, everything was great. But after we got married and moved in together, things went south. The problem is not with him and me. It's with the way he raises his kids."
Mm.
"So I get steamed when they refuse to pick up after themselves. But whenever I say something to them, he tells me that I'm being too hard on them or I'm nagging. when they disobey me or talk back, which they do often. They love to roll their eyes and say as sarcastically as possible, okay, Karen. Oh. He often rescinds my groundings because he doesn't want to hear them complain.
Mm.
When I've talked to him about this, he says that we only have one more year until the oldest goes to college and that we just have to be patient until then. Thankfully, I can't have children of my own, but should I put up with this for another year or fight harder to make my point? And yes, my name actually is Karen.
All right. So what I'm going to say again, isn't, it took time for my situation. So, you know, my parents, I were divorced when I was a teenager. I was going into the sixth grade, I want to say, when they got divorced, and my dad had another woman around, and she turned into my stepmom, and I did not make it easy. I was all like, you know what? You're not my mom.
You were that kid.
Not listening.
Yeah.
Not listening to you. I don't like you around. You are not a part of this family. You're an outsider. All that. Like, I was.
Did your dad try to, like, talk to you about you got to give her a chance?
Yeah.
You got to be nicer to her. And you've got to, like, she's like a parental figure now for you.
Yeah. I want to say I did have that conversation, but it didn't matter.
Okay.
It didn't matter. And I remember I'd get in trouble. And I remember that my dad, he had got a babysitter for me and my sisters when I was like 15 years old.
Oh.
It was like, well, obviously you're not mature, so I'm getting a...
Oh, gosh.
So I had literally a babysitter who was
like your age?
3 or 4 years older than me, yeah. And I'm just like up in my room the entire time.
Well,
I did not come out, down,
yep.
Anything. I'm like,
that's dumb.
Nope.
Wow. Carol said, well, I'd say if you really want to grow old with this man, bite your tongue for the next couple of years. Teenagers are hard, but they grow up and they apologize. That is tough. Bree says, does he have a section of the house that's designated for just him? Garage, man cave, office? Take all of their crap and throw it in his space. When he responds, just say, well, I'm sick of looking at it and you don't seem to have a problem with it, so it can all go in here with you. And girl, I'm talking the dishes they leave, exactly how they leave them, their clothes and hair products or irons they leave out, everything, put it in his space. You can train a man just like you do a child, unfortunately. You just got to do it in the most ridiculous way possible for them to get it.
So she's saying, really put it on your husband.
Yes. Like she mentioned, okay, so they like never pick up after themselves. Okay. Yeah. So then put it where it's going to really affect dad so that he gets the point you're trying to make.
Yeah. Because I don't think you try to do something like that to the daughters because
yeah, no.
I think that's just going to make the wedge deeper.
Oh, it's going to pour gasoline on the fire, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit. But if it's, you know, just trying to convince them to keep their own spaces tidy, I don't know. That could be a losing battle. The problem is you can't get hubby on board in seeing your point. He doesn't seem to be backing her up as being an authority figure in the house.
Yeah, I think that's going to be
the main problem.
Problem number one to solve is to get him to understand.
Yes.
This is a problem.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So I know there are those who have been in this exact same situation. I don't know if it was different than what I described mine was or not, but let us know because I think that could help Karen out here. 502-795-1997. What your experience was in this.
Yeah, maybe you got some sort of a way that she can try to win the girls over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Group therapy, it's one that I feel like a lot of people go through where Karen having a hard time getting her teenage stepdaughters to listen to her and respect her, really, and not really getting a whole lot of help from her husband, a.k.a. the father.
Yeah, he's all like, well, we have a year until the oldest goes to college, just write it out.
Yeah.
And be patient, which a lot of people are saying is probably not the best way to go. Alex says, have a family conversation. Explain how you feel when they talk back. Set the expectations. But also ask the kids how they feel when you make a request. Maybe it's the way you're asking or requesting. There needs to be compromise on both sides, and your husband needs to hear you. Explain that you feel unheard and unsupported. If he still acts the same way, that is a different conversation.
Mm. So, Stephanie, you had a similar situation where you were kind of the older of the blended family, older kid of the blended family.
My mom has been remarried,
mm-hmm.
and my stepdad has two kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me being a little bit older, my mom told me some of that plan, too, just so I could help, I guess, be a good role model for all of that, too.
Yeah.
So, once they sat down with... and talked about it and everything. That was the big thing that they did.
So almost having maybe a big family intervention with everybody and lay it all out.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie, hey, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
all right,
you.
Take care. Hey, Becca, so what's your thought?
So I actually have a 6-year-old stepdaughter, and I have a child with my fiance.
Uh-huh.
And... he and I had to have a lot of conversations behind closed doors because you obviously don't want to do that in front of the kids.
Right.
But I just had to tell him, like, if you expect me to treat her the same way that I'm treating our daughter, this is how it's going to be. And she needs to pick up after herself just like our 2-year-old does. Like, it has to be equal. I'm
yes.
not going to treat her differently and give her special treatment.
Yeah.
So that, you know, like, because she's from a different relationship. Like, she has to be... treated the same. She has had that same expectation. Like, and you have to have those conversations. And yeah, sometimes they can be hard, but they are worth it because now we work together a lot better when parenting her. She picks up after herself just like our 2-year-old does. So it's worth just having conversations and making sure that you stay consistent and firm in your boundaries when it comes to that kind of a thing.
Being united and consistent, definitely two things that need to happen between the parents. I think you're absolutely right on that.
Yeah, because if there's no consistency between you, all the kids pick up on it and they yep. use it against you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're just reiterating, you've got to get the dad, your husband.
Yeah, he's got to get on board.
On board.
He needs to understand they need to respect her as much as they respect him, which doesn't sound like a
right.
lot.
And it's showing them when he literally, like, goes against everything that she's saying and rescinds her punishment. Like, oh, we're not on the same page.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't really matter what she says.
Yep.
You know, what I say goes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Becca.
Lexi says, instead of negative reinforcement, why don't we try positive reinforcement?
Mm-hmm.
Tell the girls, hey, if you keep your spaces picked up this week or pick up after yourselves, we'll go get your nails done or your hair or take you to buy a new outfit, something that they might enjoy.
Man, all these millennial parents.
It might be a better way to go
as
the
opposed
threats
to
are not working.
My parents were boomers, and it's just like,
oh, yeah.
wait, if you don't want a sore butt, this is what you're going to do.
Exactly. That worked on us, but you need a new set of tools
That's
nowadays.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I don't think there is one set thing that you can do, but yes, I think we're all agreeing that you got to get your husband on board.
Yes, you guys have to be united, and he has to reiterate that you deserve the same level of respect, which
mm-hmm.
sounds like there may be a lot of that lacking just in general in the
maybe.
Household. It
yeah.
sounds like that he's not a big disciplinarian or, you know, keeping them in a tight ship to begin with. But I think if she is honest with, you know, the way she feels
right.
and, you know, they can start to see her as a human. I noticed when I kind of share, you know, my feeling, remind my kids that I'm a human person with feelings, they tend to react a little bit differently
right.
than when you're, you know, just
you're just an authority
them
figure.
For what, exactly.
Right,
for what
whatever.
They're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think there was a lot of good suggestions here on a way that you can approach it to try to find middle ground and let them know that, you know, it's difficult. Change is hard. And you're just trying to find a way where everyone can be happier in the house.
All right. Well, good luck, Karen. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. We're playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Phil calling us from Eastwood. Hey, Phil.
Hey.
Man of many words.
He's been waiting for a bit, though.
Yeah, he has.
He's like, well, it's go time. Let's do it.
Yeah, Phil's from Eastwood. Yeah, like we said, blondish brown hair, drives an F-150, is in sales, and has been married 14 years. Good job,
nice.
Phil.
Nice.
That's right.
Bucking the trend. How did you propose? How did you guys get together? Where do you know her? Sorry, I asked you.
That was a lot of questions.
I know.
That's a good question, though. We met at WKU, and we got engaged in Florida.
Hilltoppers!
Oh, nice!
On the beach.
Oh, on that's the beach. Right. That's
Hilltopper.
Romantic.
Oh, very nice. So did you, like, do it, like, as the waves were crashing, and you got down on one knee and all that stuff?
That's right. Right at a sunset.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Look at you.
Oh, he's, yeah, he's a pro.
See, that's a guy who put thought into it.
Yes, unlike you.
I put thought into it.
Yeah, you did. It was just the wrong thought.
Phil, you didn't. You've never heard my engagement story, have you?
I have not.
I'm going to boil this one down to just the brass tacks. For April Fool's Day, I decided it was going to be a good idea to pretend like I was breaking up with my wife and then say April Fool's and propose to her.
You made a breakup collage that said, will you marry me? But she kind of almost didn't look at it because she was mad.
And look, years later, I apologized to her. She's accepted. This is part of our story. This is our thing. But I would never recommend that to anyone.
The panic that must have gone through your veins at the last second. You're like, what if she says, okay, I agree.
That's what happened.
Lesson learned.
I know. Yes. Yeah. So
all right.
Anyways.
Phil, not, better story.
Enough about me, folks. all right. So we're going to play Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You're going to hear three stories, Phil. You got to figure out, all right, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Pretty simple. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. First one.
I won $50 singing in a Donald Duck voice impression competition.
Oh, talent.
$50.
This one has talent.
Drunk adult.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds like something that's happening at a bar.
At a bar?
Yes, I feel like that's a bar contest, right?
A Donald Duck impression at a bar?
Like, yes. Yes. Oh. Alcohol.
See,
must
I almost
be involved
feel like it's
that.
Like the uncle's like, hey, sing some Donald Duck, I'll give you $50.
Okay, that could also be. Or a talent show at school.
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right.
But I'm saying drunk adult.
All right,
yes.
Both of you are saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes, yep. You were.
You were both right. You got it. Yeah.
At Disney. And Nick started this contest by a hotel pool. And I'm typically super shy, but not this night. But sadly, the $50 didn't go very far at the Disney gift shop.
Oh, yeah. Things are expensive there. But okay, a Disney contest. All right.
All right, Phil, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I fell face first into a fountain in the middle of a busy shopping mall.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, that is embarrassing. No matter what age you are.
I hope it's a drunk adult, though.
Oh.
I really do. Sorry, Phil. I don't want to sway you in any way, but.
I know. I was gonna tell you when I fell face first in a fountain and the mall, but we'll skip that. I'm going to say little kid.
Wait, hang on. You have the
you
same
have a
story?
That's a joke.
That's a joke. I didn't have it.
That's great. Little kid. Okay, I'm thinking little kid, too.
I'm going to go little kid because that's something my son would do.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yeah,
there it is. Yep. Two for two. Good job.
Are you trying to get the coins out of there?
Well, we'll find out.
My parents had given me a penny to throw into the fountain.
Yep.
And I'd wanted to do it again, but they wouldn't give me any more coins. So when they weren't looking, I leaned down and tried to grab a couple that were close to the edge of the water and ended tipping and falling face first into the fountain.
Oh, dang. Phil, I'll show you. Awesome. There's coins right there. I'll just get some. I'll throw them back in.
I got to be honest, Phil. Phil, between you and me, the devil and the angel are on my shoulder when I was a kid when I would pass by those fountains. And I would see
there were so many quarters in there.
I would see the quarters.
Yes.
And the quarters were like gold. And I'm just like, man, I could just reach my hand in there and I could grab myself some.
I could go shop.
Go to the arcade.
Yes.
No, not shop. Go to the arcade.
Arcade, yes, as a kid, sure. That's amazing.
100%.
All right, good, Phil. You were leaving me hanging there for a second. I'm like, man.
I just learned how you propose, so nothing's surprising.
right, this is true. All right, last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I parked the car through the garage door.
Parked is probably in quotes.
Sure, through the garage door. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is a little kid.
Okay.
Yes, I think so, too, because it would be bad if you're driving when you are drunk.
Well, I mean, he could have come home and realized that the car was not, it was already in the driveway and just needed to pull it into the... Okay,
nope.
Anyways, all right, you're both saying little
kid. Like, I can drive.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, 3 for 3, Phil!
Slay.
3 for 3!
I jumped in the driver's seat
and pulled the car down into gear. Uh-huh. Wasn't able to hit the brake because my legs weren't long enough.
Sure.
And I went through the garage door in the driveway. My mom was getting groceries out of the back of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Mom was not happy.
Oh, dang. That is that. You know what? My grandma had a red El Camino, and she did the same thing.
Aw, grandma couldn't reach the pedals?
No, but, well, she was kind of short, but she she accidentally went through the garage door.
Oh, wow. All right. Hey, Phil, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You.
Listen, we need more of those stories. So here's what you do. If you think you got one that could go either way when you just hear it as a headline, then send us a voice note. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
The urologist, Tawana Andrew.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, congrats, Amber. You're getting the first one. She says, well, of course, I'm asking for NSYNC to kick it off in honor of Trolls.
Oh, yeah! It opens this week and then it's...
All right, there
I'm
you
excited.
Go. Kelly's,
I'd like to see
Kelly's
it.
Ready to go. It's Throwback Thursday. Let's go!
Gonna be me.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Derek rolls in. Hey, what about 24 Karat Magic by Bruno for Throwback Thursday? It's from 2017, so it meets that 6-year requirement.
He knows
LOL.
The rules. He knows the rules.
You know what? He does know the rules. Mm-hmm. He's probably been bitten by that little rule bug
Maybe.
That we have.
Maybe.
Yeah, the 6-year requirement to make it on Throwback Thursday.
Can't break it, though.
All right. We got you, buddy. Derek, Throwback Thursday. Bruno sung this at Bourbon and Beyond just a couple months ago.
I always think about though Zendaya's lip sync battle with this song.
Yes.
She nailed it.
Throwback Thursday. Yeah, we don't play the entire song because, you know, we don't have time for that.
Nope, gotta hit it and quit it.
Vic rolls in, TBT. How about Shop Boys Party Like a Rock Star?
Oh, that's valid.
Oh, you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, taking you down memory lane every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, 99.7 DJ. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Listen, Dina says it was my birthday Tuesday, 42. Woo!
There you are. You still look good.
Can you play Sail for me? Thanks, Ben and Kelly.
Okay, this is going to kind of bring things down. For a hot second.
I was kind of in a zone. I was in a zone.
Blame Dina for does turning it, 42.
Wait, does it get...
But,
is,
but,
is it gonna... What? Is it gonna get better?
Sail!
Oh, that one.
I mean, this is having its moment thanks to TikTok
okay,
again.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, celebrated 10 years not too long ago. All right, okay. AWOL Nation, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. You get the idea. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Favorite Brad says, Flo Rider has a song.
Flo
right, Brad?
Rider.
Remember it? Flo Rider.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, Kesha was in this too.
Yeah.
Still a banger. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Britney rolls in. You know, the motto by Drake would be good right about now. And I say, yes. Yes, it would.
Hit that one.
I'm a man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew you. Go uptown, New York City. Some Spanish girls love me like a mama daughter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami, too. Clubbing hard, picking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't you? How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMC and B, you need more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm f***ing with her, I don't really need her. Oh, that's how you feel, man. that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' ice cold, I just wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal, real nigga. Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. When anybody say,
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Bethany says, anyone remember Pimpin' All Over the World by Ludacris? Hashtag TBT or Hanson.
Well, we do remember Hanson, but it's been a minute since we've heard this.
It has.
All right. Oh, yeah. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX. No, we don't play the entire song. Don't have time for that. Overcast Kid tweets us, emo night tour is tonight. We need emo music. Fall Out Boy. Sorry for yelling. Just pumped. Okay. Elder
know what
emo.
It's all caps. We it's got, yelling.
Yes. It's always cloudy except for. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
We got a couple of road trippers. Jessica's on a road trip. Tish says, on a road trip with my sweetie. We were thinking of songs, bands from our early 20s that were big at the time, but no one remembers. So how about Oleander, Silverchair, Fuel, Puddle of Mud?
All right, we'll do.
We were in a grunge era.
We'll do Puddle of Mud. All sure. Right. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Explain again to me. Thursday, 99.70 JX. Nicole says, yo, what was the bigger hit? Fly Like a G6 or Rocketeer by the Far East Movement? That is clearly a G6.
Yeah, there is a clear winner on that one.
Yeah, a G6 was a certified banger. And we only play certified bangers here.
Jeff Banger!
On Throwback Thursday, DJ. They be acting like they drunk. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
That was so good.
Another road trip request. Hey, can you think of any road trip throwbacks? Leaving for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? Love Wisconsin.
Jesse McCartney, obviously.
That's the only answer.
Jesse McCartney. Road trip. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Aaron rolls in. B&K.
Yeah.
Hit me with some of that OG gangster rap.
Got it. Got it. Yep, got it.
D-R-E. Throwback Thursday. 99.7. Nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. That they forgot about trade. Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. That they forgot about trade. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
Chrissy's all like, how about some big pop-up? Come on, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're in the gangster rap era of Throwback Thursday right now. By the way, people trying to throw receipts on us. We only play certified bangers on Throwback Thursday, but you played Sale. Listen, that was a huge banger on rock. Maybe not pop, but on rock it was.
And that was for Dina's birthday.
And stop trying to throw receipts in our face. Baby, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Shelby says, hey, I don't even know any of the songs. However, the answer is always Kesha. All right. All right, throwback. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Ellie says, Gen Z's making fun of millennials for dancing with their hands in the air, but every song used to tell us to. What about All I Do Is Win?
This is true. All I do is win, 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 no matter a million versions. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South champion. Cause all I do, all I do is win. What a banger.
I mean, can this be a Ludacris appreciation post? Because he is fire, right?
Yes,
can we
forget
how fire he is?
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I mean, we're in the mood. We're in the mood.
Oh, dang it.
How do you follow Khaled with a little John? Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Come on.
Turn down for what? Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Misty's like, thanks, Ben and Kelly, for another tardy to work due to sitting in the parking lot jamming Throwback Thursday loudly.
Yeah, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9.
Can't we just stop, won't stop.
We buck the system a little bit. We throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Played back to back to back to back.
We get gangsta.
Some today was a little bit gangsta rap inspired.
A little bit.
Throwback Thursday, yes. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Look at that.
Oh,
and just like that, it's done.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know. Throwback Thursday. Like we said, every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back.
Chana, I made the office stop working and come to my office to listen to these absolute bangers today.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, and then Allie, Hoss and Pepper, said thank you for redirecting the tone for the day. It shall be a good day.
Shall it?
It shall.
It shall.
It shall.
Thus, we have now blessed this day.
Indeed.
On Throwback Thursday. Thank you for all the requests. Sorry we can't get to them all. We understand. We get flooded with them every single Thursday.
But hopefully Seth, who's stuck on 65, is in a better mood.
Yeah.
That's our hope and dream.
Well, that is our hope and dream. Yes. All right? That is Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX, brought to you by Drake's.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up just after 9, you have lewd sounding towns to look forward to.
By the way, Seth just said some LMPD cop just recorded me dancing to Cali. I love this. Thank you. That's what we're hoping for, and is to catch people car
thank
dancing.
You to the LMPD. We appreciate you.
Service.
All right.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
I was thumbing through Facebook last night and I came across the most lewd sounding town name in each state. Map.
Oh no.
Kind of an interactive map. I thought I'd toss some out to you.
Oh no.
They are real towns, so I feel like we should be able to say them under the context that they're town names.
But we're still going to giggle about it, right?
Like Hump Tulips, Washington.
Come on! Oh, that's a real place. Or, are you kidding?
Or Wanker's Corner, Oregon. there's Dick Shooter, Idaho.
Oh, I am not mature enough to hear this list. I am not mature enough.
Where'd you move to, Dick Shooter? Yeah, right.
Oh my God. Come on. Are you for real?
I mean, okay, so they have for Kentucky Big Bone. Big Bone Lick, you know,
yes.
it's right up off of 71,
right.
75. Everybody knows it. Yeah.
Yes.
And then they're even saying for Indiana, Floyd's Knobs is the most lewd sounding name in Indiana.
All right.
Okay.
Well, all right.
We got this. Sure. There's Butts, Georgia. All right. Sure. Got that.
Oh.
Miccosukee, Florida. Banger, Maine. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yes,
Banger,
we know
I hardly
about that.
Know her. I
oh,
get it.
Stop
sure.
it. Stop it. Blue Ball Village?
Where's that?
What? Is that Rhode Island?
Blue I Ball Village? Swallow Hill, Vermont. Is that it? Then there's there's Hooker, Oklahoma. All right, sure. Got it. Ball Play, Mississippi.
Did
thank
they
you.
Not think about the ways that those town with
these
who,
are
who named these places?
These are towns, real towns in each state in the United States, like Cooter, Missouri. There's just Dick, Michigan. Where are you going? I'm going to Dick. All right. Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
What?
Majestic place this time of year.
Why?
Spread Eagle, Wisconsin.
Why? Why? Why, sir? I need to know the origin of that town's name. Like, who came up with it? Why? What's the significance?
Hey, we're road tripping. Where to? Beaver City, Nebraska. Why? Why not?
Because it sounds like a magical place. That's why. Oh.
We're going to take a trip to Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
What?
These what? These are real town names, by the way.
And then Sweet Lips, Tennessee.
And then we're going to swing over to PP Township in Ohio.
Oh my God.
And then take a take an airplane, a short little airplane flight to South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Sugar Tit, South Carolina.
Oh, come on. That's not a real place. You made that up. You made that up.
Oh, this is great.
That's not even true.
This is great.
That can't be true. That can't be true.
Balltown, Iowa. This is really actually challenging my understanding of the United States and where each state is.
Did we fact check this? Is this for real?
It's on the internet. Why should it not be real?
You're right. Rough and Ready California sounds like a lovely place this time of year.
That's right. Three-way Arizona, for sure. Blewett, New Mexico.
Are you serious?
Kinkler, Texas. Virgin, Utah. Hey, they're all places.
Stop talking.
Lubbers, Colorado. Oh, shoot. All right.
What state is dry wood in?
Where do you see that?
It's
is that
in Beaver City?
Isn't that Arkansas?
And then above that is Bone Steel.
Or is that Kansas?
I'm not sure.
Kansas, Arkansas.
I need the names on the states. I can't read a map without the names of the states on it.
This is really challenging my geography here.
I mean, how else am I going to find where Cooter is?
Oh, I know. And then Seth is rolling in. There is a Beaver Licker Road where I grew up in central Kentucky. Yes, and we all know about Penile Road down there on the south end.
We've been there. Great.
Kelly loves Penile Road.
Listen, I've been there before.
Yes,
not
you
a
have.
Frequent destination.
How many times?
Just when.
How many times, Hussie?
Was that the road that they were doing the Extreme Home Makeover a long time ago?
On Penile Road? Yeah. We're not talking about roads, but.
Yeah.
Gnawbone, Indiana, someone texted in.
Oh, yeah. That's
well, we're just going to have to trust you on that one.
Sounds lovely. I bet the tourist life there is pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll tweet out
good merch.
We'll tweet this out just because, you know, it's fun to look at these fun little town names here.
I have to hope and think that the tourism board of all these states have like jumped on the bandwagon and gotten merch for all these cities. And I kind of now feel the need to launch a road trip to go to every one of these towns and get at least a t-shirt.
I mean,
a trucker hat.
Yeah.
That says Cooter on it.
Cooter. Oh, shoot. All right. So, yeah, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX.
I'm going to Woonsocket next summer.
That's right. That's right.
Oh. And then on down to Swallow Hill.
I mean, maybe my favorite place that I'm going to have to take a road trip to is still Dick Shooter, Idaho. I am ready to go. Dick Shooter, here we come.
Not mature enough.
99.7 DJX. All right, set to the bar time.
Examples of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, weddings can be a magical, magical place, right?
But fun way to celebrate with a free meal and drinks.
Yes, absolutely. But if you can manage to make it through the day without inviting yourself to a bunch of weddings so you can rob from the attendees, you're doing okay.
Oh, she just didn't want the free food and snacks, huh?
She wanted some other free things, too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she's 57. Her name is Sandra. She pleaded guilty to all these things. She was stealing from not only the attendees, but like the bride and groom,
too.
She was
taking presents off the table? Are you kidding?
She was. She'd been doing this for about 6 years.
Wow.
So this wasn't like, she was kind of a pro at this.
I wonder if her friends ever said, you know what? Sandy's like never available to hang out with us on the weekends.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is.
I know, right?
She's always busy.
She had a circuit between Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi.
Oh, multiple states.
Yep.
And she traveled for her job.
So what she would do is she would, like, while guests were distracted during memorable moment sort of situations, uh-huh, like throwing the garter, you know, first dances.
Nobody's looking over here. They're all looking at the stage.
Yes, she'd go through and help herself to purses, things out of purses. When attendees would go out, she would help herself to gifts.
Right, or just say, you know what? They asked me to help load these in the car.
Yeah, she was caught when a woman went back into the wedding venue to get something and actually caught her red-handed. Here was an officer talking about the situation.
We was able to identify this woman. It seems to be an ongoing thing, maybe an addiction or something that she just feels like that nobody will ever catch on to.
Yeah, well, they did.
So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
She's been 6 years.
Yeah.
She's been going to multiple states.
Yeah.
How in the world did they put the pieces together? Did she just admit that she's been doing it that long in all the places? Like, how in the, because I think she did kind of have the perfect crime for a while. Like, who would ever know? She slips in and out. No one knows her there.
Well,
multiple
yeah.
States.
So, you know, there are photos and there are things of her in these places. And so once, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, she got busted at this wedding doing this. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, hang on. There was a similar story out of Alabama. Oh, hang on. There was a similar story out of Tennessee.
So people maybe like got home from the wedding, realized that they were missing some stuff, maybe told the bride and groom about it.
Yep. Oh. And then it's like, oh, okay, filed a police report. And so then they were able to kind of piece all this together and get it.
Wow.
Yep. So there you go.
I would have gotten away with it had it not been for those pesky kids.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without inviting yourself to a bunch of weddings so you can rob from people, then you're doing okay.
Dang.
Let's not do that. Okay. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 JX. Before that, obviously, Taylor Swift we played. I love the fact that the internet is digging up old Travis Kelce tweets, but not to, like, cancel him, but to almost admire him for his fascination with things like squirrels, spelled S-Q-U-I-R-L-E-S.
They are not admiring him. They are putting him on blast for not sounding smart.
Well, okay, so here, they're just comparing the two. Taylor Swift tweets from 2011, very flowery, very poetic, very Taylor Swift-esque, right?
Sure.
And then there's, you know, Travis Kelce, who's like, hey, I'm thinking about going up to this Olive Garden, have me some fettuccine, schmacking. I mean, wow, look at this squirrel. I'm going to give it some bread.
Yeah, so that was back when, like, everyone thought Twitter was just to make sure that everyone knows what you're doing from minute to minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and so, you know, he's name-checking these, and these brands now are kind of digging these up, too, like Taco Bell, right? So Travis tweets back in 2009, about to get some Taco Bell, then hit everyone up and see what's popping tonight.
See what's popping! OMG.
And then, you know, Olive Garden still, like Travis, back from 2011, up at Olive Garden with Papa. Had to grab the fettuccine with chicken Alfredo. Hashtag schmacking.
If Olive Garden doesn't rename their fettuccine after Travis at this point, they're missing a moment. They're missing a moment.
You know, and then, you know, name checking Chipotle. So Chipotle's like, hi, you know, and Travis Kelce from, again, 2011, went from class to therapy. Now I need some Chipotle. Then I'm off to check out my new APT, my new apartment.
Oh, wow. So I feel, if I'm sensing a theme, he was into food. That was his food era.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, I just think.
That's fantastic. That is just fantastic.
then there's this tweet. Travis Kelce could write all too well, but Taylor Swift could never write this masterpiece. I just gave a squirrel-a a piece of bread, and it straight smashed all over it. I had no idea they ate bread like that. Ha ha, hashtag crazy.
Oh my God.
this is, you know what?
That
brilliant.
Is
I hope these two never break up. It's 99.7 DJX. Some more opportunities for you to pick your ticket tomorrow on the show. A lot of people wondering when they can actually play for that. You can listen right around 8 o'clock. We'll tell you to call in for that on 99.7 DJX. Speaking of things to win on the website, $18,000 in your rent or mortgage in 2024 paid.
Oh, that would be nice. What a budget game changer that
would
be.
That opportunity for you, just living, resting, nestled right there under the win tab at WDJX.com. Anything you may have missed from the show, like we learned a lot, like Alex, Alaska, not an island.
Right. I mean, but again, there is receipts as to why one might think that.
Yep.
Is some maps kind of have it detached, floating in the bottom corner. I will also point to our map of the most lewd sounding town name in each state. It's floating in the bottom corner, looks like an island. I get it.
Yeah, so
I get it.
If any of these things pique your curiosity, we have a YouTube channel, Ben and Kelly Show. You can search for it there or WDJX.com. Click listen.
Subscribe.
Yeah, we've discussed all of this stuff. Yeah, and all that. Anything else?
A lot. I'm exhausted.
All right.
Like, I need a nap.
All right, tomorrow, 1 week, Thanksgiving.
OMG.
Ready for that.
And listen, we will still have, we had questions. We will still have a Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, Kelly and I won't be working, but yes.
No, we do get Thanksgiving off. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will make sure that I have lifted a previously, but awesome, previously run, but awesome mix.
All right, there you go. So all that to look forward to. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.